Hello? Hello?
Hello and welcome to our first podcast in Spiritual Reflections, a little piece to do with the interest of spiritualism and its philosophies. We'll be dealing with different issues of like news about psychic issues, about things that are happening that we already know about the ghosties and ghoulies and things that go bump in the night. And again, in the first setting, I wish you love, light and learning. Welcome to Spiritual Reflections.
Hello? Hello?
Ghosts mean different things to different people. From what they know, what they've read, what they've seen on TV, and what, of course, the media wants to know as fact is not fact, always. They want to sensationalise everything. It's not, as sensational as all that. Ghosts are lost souls. Not lost in the God sense or anything, just simply with themselves. They're not aware, or there's some traumatic happening has come on in their life, and they're not aware that they can move on, so they're stuck to the earth. It's not that hard from my point of view, but trying to explain it to someone else, it can be that the soul just simply does not know that it's dead. It's not there to help, it's not there to harm anyone else. It's simply there because of the circumstances it finds itself in. They'll carry on with their own personalities, with who they were, whether that be good or bad. If they're spiritually aware, their instincts and everything would tell them to move on, then they will move on. Sometimes something happens, so it's such a trauma that they can't. They are actually stuck until someone comes to get them, and that would be a spirit guide, or someone calls other spirit beings, angels. They're only a label, of course, but there are thousands and thousands of subjects within spiritualism and within our own reality. There are also what people call ghosts or echoes. I read in one person's website that this is simply what ghosts are. It's not always that. It can be an echo. It can be a thing that happened in the past and it holds the energy there. Because we are energy. We're all energy. And things can stick, if you like a record player. But it's not always that case. It is mostly that the people and souls that pass don't know the past, or a traumatic event has taken place. That's whenever they need help, and that's whenever rescue circles come in, which will be described later on sometime in another podcast sometime. But what it really means to me, my own beliefs in it, I've been a student of spiritualism, if you like, from 1984-85. And I was such a skeptic. It was even from the point of view, my sister had a book. I don't know whether any one of you, especially the UK, would remember Doris Stokes, or friends internationally. I don't know whether she ever reached your shores, but she was very famous here. But I thought it was utter twaddle, and I just didn't believe in it whatsoever. But there was one time that there was a medium coming to Belfast. Now, where the coincidence came here, I do not know, because I had no interest in spiritualism at all. And it was read out to me by a friend that a wee medium called Albert Best was coming to Belfast, to the Belfast Spiritualist Fellowship. So I decided to go along with them, simply from the fact that they were on their own. They didn't want to go on their own. And we went to Belfast. We all sat down. We thought this is going to be a bit of a giggle. And in actual fact, cutting a long story short, the whole experience for me was absolutely amazing. Not what was done, because there was no lights and there was nothing flashing and this, that and the other. And it was simply the fact of there was several people he went to in the audience, and I knew things about these people that no one else would have known about them, and he went straight to them. And he lived in Scotland, by the way, so he never knew these people at all. And the things he gave these people, the things that he passed on to these people, I later learnt that everything was fact, and he actually helped every single one of those people. It was fantastic. And my partner Aaron and I, we were sitting there, and I don't claim to be able to see anything, ghosts or anything like that there. I felt, but I don't see. He saw fluffy lights around Mr. Best, and we both later learned that this was actually so how a soul would project itself beside him, lowering its vibrations to come to us. So all in all, that was the start of my journey. It was months later, of course, but it kept niggling at me to think more about it, find out more about it. And it was only myself, it wasn't anyone pushing at me, it was myself wanting, is there something here? And that's always the question that man has always come up to in himself. Is there more to life than this?
Hello? Hello?
Many people have tried to test different mediums, some with better success than others. But, you know, it doesn't matter what label you put on a thing, it's either true or it's not. And spiritualism, whether you believe it or not, is true. You're never going to convince a skeptic. Never. But we're not there to convince anybody unless they seek to find answers for themselves. And they do have to search out for answers for themselves. There's no doubt about that. It usually comes around to, you know, when people do actually say to themselves, what happens to me when I die? Well, you know, spiritualism has for a long time been able to give a definite answer to this question. It affirms that man's spirit survives physical death and enters a spirit world which surrounds and interpenetrates our material lives. It asserts that the truth of this statement can be demonstrated under the right conditions, when communication can and does take place between the worlds of spirit and earthly beings. This communication is only possible through individuals who have what are known as mediumistic abilities, and who are known usually as mediums. And you know, for any spiritualist medium to sit and give a meeting with someone to bring forward someone to prove that they survive bodily death, the conditions must prevail for communication of the spirit world, and that the prime condition is that there is a spirit person they're willing to communicate. It doesn't always happen. They find that they're in the spirit world, things there are perfect for them. Hopefully they've learned the lessons that they're supposed to in this life, and they move on. I mean, whenever you leave the body, you're just out of pain. Everything. It doesn't change your personality, but it certainly takes the pain away. You've no body there. Everything is energy. An energy personality. What we have to look at is the questions that are always in people's heads. They're in people's subconsciouses. Guides, angels, everything that, you know, that looks to things that are not physical, have always been an instinct in our minds. And I think we've always had that. People that don't believe in life after death, that's, you know, that's okay. As long as they get on with their lives and don't criticise others, especially the religion of Christianity. But for different reasons, people sometime in their lives ask why, you know, how, why are we here? All those different types of questions. And everyone that asks these questions will find the answers for themselves, not for any given religion or anything like that. It has to be an individual journey. The closest thing in philosophy that would come to spiritualism would be Buddhism. Its philosophical beliefs run parallel to spiritualism in a lot of ways. They're not totally the same, but they do come along similar lines. One thing that I did print out, and I must read out here, is it was written by the Spiritualist Nationalist Union, based in London. But It says here, nowadays the largest spiritualist organisation is the Spiritualists National Union, based in the UK, and it is recognised by Her Majesty's government as the legally established religious body for spiritualism. Originally intended to work only in Britain, lately it has been receiving more and more affiliations from overseas as it is becoming somewhat more internationalist in its membership. It has an extensive education and training program, and its philosophy is based on the seven principles, which do not lay down rules, but encourage people to discuss and think about their attitude to life. Now, saying that there are the seven principles that are laid down there, I learned these a long time ago, and they are simply, before going into any explanation of them, they are the fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, the communication of spirits and the ministry of angels, the continuous existence of the human soul, personal responsibility, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth, eternal progress open to every soul. So there it is for that. It's it runs, you know, to the principles of what we live by. We don't always get them there, of course. There's no dogma or creed attached to it. It's just a way of life if you want to pick up that way. For me personally, it's a day-to-day thing. But anyway, what I will do is go through the principles. If you're not interested, if you're interested in just a different chat there, you can fast forward on your iPod or your Ministry of Sound jukebox, etc. So, here we've got this: the fatherhood of God. By the study of nature, that is, by trying to understand the laws of cause and effect, which govern all that is happening around us, we recognize that there is a creative force in the universe. This force or energy not only created the whole universe, but also life itself, in its many forms, and it's continuing to create today. The effect of this eternal creation can be seen around us, and this leads us to the evidence that God, the creative force, the energy, the great spirit, whatever you want to call him, manifests directly or indirectly to all things. We know this power as God, and as we are part of life created by God, we acknowledge God as our Father. Well, that's fair enough. That's number one. The brotherhood of man. Because we all come from the same universal life source, we are in effect one large family, small individual offshoots from the whole. This means that all mankind is part of a brotherhood. A brotherhood is a community for mutual support and comfort. We're all members of the same divine family. We need to share our joys as well as our burdens. We need to understand the needs of other individuals in order to assist them as part of our service to each other. As we learn to give, so must we learn to receive, thereby achieving the necessary balance for our lives. We must look not only to the material necessities of our fellow creatures, but also to their spiritual needs and help those in need to become strong and worthy of their relationship in the family. That's the family of man, by the way. Communication of spirits and the ministry of angels. Now, this is the key principle to our religion, or our calling, if you like, our beliefs. All religions believe in life after death, but only spiritualism shows that it is true by demonstrating that communication with departed spirits can and does take place. Spiritualist churches provide one of the venues where communication through mediumship is possible, and many loved relatives and friends take advantage of this opportunity to continue to take an interest in our welfare. There are also spirit people and teachers who are dedicated to the welfare and service of mankind. Some, example Silver Birch, bring inspiration and teachings, whilst others work within the healing ministry. Continuous existence of the human soul. It is scientifically proven that matter, being part of the creative force or energy, cannot be destroyed. It merely changes its form. Spirit, as part of the creative force, is therefore indestructible. On the death of the physical body, the spirit continues as an integral part of a world which interpenetrates our world, but in a different dimension. This world is referred to as the spirit world. In spirit life, we have a spirit body, which, until we progress far enough, is a replica of our earthly body. We are the same individuals in every way, with the same personalities and characteristics, and we change only by progression, or otherwise as a result of our own efforts. Our personal responsibilities do not stop at death. Personal responsibility. This principle is the only one which takes and places responsibility for the wrongful thoughts and deeds where it belongs, with the individual. It is the acceptance of responsibility for every aspect of our lives, and the use to which we place our lives depends entirely upon ourselves. It is not possible for any other person or outside influence to interfere with our spiritual development, unless we are willing to allow this. No one can put right the wrongdoing except the offender. As we are given freedom of choice, free will, so also are we given the ability to recognize what is right and what is wrong. We are totally, as well as personally, responsible. Compensation and retribution hereafter for all good and evil deeds done on earth. Well, as with all the other principles, the natural laws apply, and this one echoes the law of cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap, etc. One cannot be cruel and vindictive towards others and expect love and popularity in return. It must be understood that the compensatory or retributive effects of this law operate now. On earth, they do not wait until we begin to live in the spirit world. They are every day. Eternal progress opens to every soul. In every heart there exists the desire for progress, to whatever minute part, and to every human spirit belongs the power to progress in wisdom and love. All who desire to tread the path that leads to perfection are able to pursue it. The rate of progress is directly proportional to the desire for mental and spiritual understanding. If we do our best on earth life to follow our inward prompting or intuitions, we shall find progress very easy, on earth as in spirit. If not, every step in advancement will follow a struggle against imperfections, which we ourselves will have to work out in our natures. Within the family of God, or the great spirit, or whatever you want to call him, it is only a label. With all the advantages that our realization of that state can give us, we are all given the opportunity to be responsible for our own eternal progress. Now, as a final note to these principles, spiritualism, through an intelligent and thorough investigation of its seven principles, reveals the understanding, the deepest significance of service to others, and transforms life from selfishness to unselfishness, from individualism to social cooperation. Only on such a foundation can love and truth and all other spiritual values have any practical meaning or reality.
Hello? Hello?
Well, I don't think that we will make too much of a length in this first podcast, but hopefully you've got the stirrings of a beginning of curiosity that makes you want to go on and look over the time, not to go mad, but think about it anyway. If you want to get in touch in any way, the site for this podcast is at perhapsme.podmatic.com, and you can leave your comments there. You can also email me at perhapsme@hotmail.com, and the voicemail for, I think it's the American side of things, voicemail number if you want to leave a comment or any questions that you have to do with anything with the podcast is 206-984-2986. Please leave your comments or any questions that you have on any of those emails or the site itself. I'd love to hear from you to see what we were going. Until next time, we'll have more questions, more to do with different things. I know it wasn't a long podcast, but we'll get that together the next time. This was simply an introduction. I do wish you the best until we speak again in a couple of weeks. We should be getting this out every 2 weeks. But until we speak again, this is Brian. I wish you love, light, and learning.